The case raised the constitutional question of whether or not placing a geographical positioning sensor on a suspect's car fits the definition of an official search. If it does, then police need to ask a judge for a warrant before doing it. ACLU attorney Larry Dupuy says the court's ruling doesn't answer that question and instead agrees with the police in this case that the warrant they got to track a suspected stalker was sufficient. That means the evidence from the GPS can be used in court. Dupuy says the 5-2 ruling reflects the ideological divisions on the court.
Justices that are considered more conservative are going to be more likely to view effective law enforcement as more important than deterring police misconduct. And liberal justices are going to go the other way. So what you've got now is generally a more conservative court, both on the federal level and on the state level.
But the ruling does call on the legislature to clarify the constitutional question by giving police and judges clear criteria for the legal use of GPS devices. Department of Justice Attorney Daniel O'Brien, who argued the case in favor of police use of the GPS, says other states have already done that.
You know, a lot of these questions could be answered by the legislature itself in addressing it by a statute guiding police on how to get authorization to do this kind of investigative work.
O'Brien says he's confident legislators will address that issue because they've already clarified similar search and seizure rules concerning wiretaps. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.